Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, patchy morning fog, showers, then maybe cloudy skies the rest of the way. High today near 40. Kenosha right now is at 37 degrees. It is 39 in Burlington, Milwaukee 38, 37 in Racine. We Energies is reporting what they are calling an alarming spike in the number of customers being targeted by scammers. Yesterday alone, more than 100 customers reported getting a call from somebody claiming to be with the utility and demanding immediate payment. While the scammers have been targeting mainly the Milwaukee area, We Energies' Brian Manthe says a few were reported in Kenosha Thursday. He's urging all customers not to fall for this scam.
It's very important that businesses in particular, but even residents will get called on this, to be wary of anybody calling to say that they are going to disconnect your power if you don't pay within a given amount of time, a half hour, 45 minutes, and ask you to pay with a prepaid debit card. All those things are red flags.
He reminds residents Wisconsin has a winter moratorium that is in place for several more weeks. It prohibits utilities from cutting off service. He also suggests if you get a call about this and you're utility bill, hang up, but call the utility itself, We Energies. No reports of these scams on calls coming out of Racine County, just a few from Kenosha County. The scammers seem to be targeting auto body shops, veterinarians, and dentists, at least right now. Fire damage to home in Camp Lake in western Kenosha County yesterday was reported just before 11 o'clock in the morning in the 27800 block of 100th Street. The occupant reported finding white smoke coming from a clothes dryer just prior to leaving for work. She and her two dogs managed to get out of the building safely before Town of Salem fire and rescue units arrived. Then a short time later, it was a mutual aid box alarm response with equipment and personnel from other departments coming in. Fire was eventually declared under control. The box alarm struck after roughly half an hour. Heaviest fire damage confined to that laundry room. Smoke damage, though, to the entire home. Mount Pleasant Police and South Shore Fire Department personnel went to the North Green Bay Road area just to the north of the entrance for the Meadowbrook Country Club. There was a two-vehicle crash last night. A woman operating a car had stopped along the east curb lane to pick up a pedestrian she knew. A man following in a pickup truck hit the car, which caused severe damage to the smaller vehicle and the woman to be trapped. Once extricated, she was taken to Ascension All Saints Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Driver impairment not believed to be a contributing factor in the crash, according to police. It does remain, though, under investigation. Well, municipal government staff compensations become an issue in today's society because of the desire to attract and retain the new generation of employees, the so-called millennials, while also competing against the private sector, and why the Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole got an initial compensation study report. Patrick Glynn of Carlson Detman Consulting, which has done similar work for Burlington, explained how they measure, renew, and then recommend based on the total rewards approach.
Compensation is probably the most important piece of the puzzle, and if compensation isn't aligned properly, you're going to have many troubles. But also looking at workplace culture, employee development, employee benefits, work-life balance, all of those things fit into the puzzle, and we try to make sure that we engage the client in those conversations, even if we're engaged only from a compensation standpoint. You know, the total rewards approach is so important to what we do.
Glynn talking about fewer layoffs than in years past, but more workers these days quitting jobs for different reasons.
What that tells us from a wage standpoint is that people feel more comfortable leaving their job. More often than not, when they leave their job, it's because of a better opportunity, higher pay, better match to their career. And so it puts an upward pressure on wages. In fact, I just read a study, I think CareerBuilder.com did a survey, and they said that, you know, in 2017, about 22% of workers felt comfortable and they were going to be looking for a new job in the coming year.
Glynn said Racine will always have to compete with the Milwaukee influence and Illinois to a lesser extent. He talked about being competitive, but also with the ability to afford it. He called it the balancing act. Glynn said that they plan to do management interviews next month, report back in March, and get policy guidance to create the strategic plan for council adoption. And the winters have been rougher in past years for Racine County, but there is always work to be done for the highway department, be it fixing roads or plowing them. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Highway Superintendent Dave Pratt said the recent bout with the ice, that was no fun.
I'm hoping that we get away with the rest of the winter with very little to no more snow. But I have to add, I think I'd rather take snow than the icy conditions we've had the last few days. It's easier to deal with snow getting that off the road than it is trying to get the ice off. It's an impossibility at times.
Rod noting this time of year is when the roads really take a beating, mainly due to all the moisture. County highway crews plow not only the local roads, but also the interstate under a contract with the state. He is hoping that any remaining snow this winter won't be enough to drain his budget. The existing lumber yard for the Mount Pleasant Menards store off Oaks Road at Highway 11 is going to be getting a little bit bigger in the near future with an expansion of the existing lumber yard into what is now green space on the east side of the complex. Interim Mount Pleasant Village Administrator, Community Development Director, that is, Sam Schultz, said it's going to be just over 10,000 square feet of warehouse space and about 8,000 square feet for a special orders area.
The proposed additions will have little effect upon the current landscaping. The traffic flow of the site will stay largely the same, with the eastern lumberyard exit entrance area shifted slightly further east. The proposed additional lumberyard space will expand into a grassy area east, bringing the lumberyard closer to the existing neighboring building. The expansion aligns with all zoning setback and building floor area ratios.
The project will also have to include a closed emergency access point for the fire department, which is currently in place. Site building operational plan for Menards, unanimously supported by the Village Plan Commission. A few members of the Racine Common Council want Committee of the Whole meetings run like other standing committees and not with the same rules as with the full council. But this week, the latter ruled the former will continue in the present. City Attorney Scott Letley explaining a December 6th Committee of the Whole vote, after some lengthy debate, narrowly recommended no changes be made.
The President of the Common Council shall be the presiding officer of the Committee of the Whole, which shall meet at the call of the President. The rules of procedure of the Common Council shall be observed in the Committee of the Whole so far as such rules may be applicable. The proposed change to the ordinance would have deleted that second sentence.
Alderman Sandy Weiner, among the council members who spoke against denying the change.
I'm hoping that those that voted in support of denying this will reconsider how it's really going to hamstring the City Council going forward in those Committee of the Wholes. I don't think anybody would abuse this, but you want to have that discussion in the Committee of the Whole is the place to do it, where we can make a recommendation to the Common Council.
Council President Dennis Weiser broke a tie vote in support of the committee's recommended denial. We're seeing Alderman this week also voting to approve an ordinance that spells out the process for picking the president of the council. The job postings for the vacant administrator's position and the new position of Human Resources Director, those are expected to be finalized at Monday's Mount Pleasant Village Board meeting. Police Chief Tim Zarzecki's been filling in as the interim administrator since last summer, and human resources matters, these have been handled in part by the village finance director. The personnel committee had a meeting yesterday. Trustee Gary Fee saying he wanted the full board to weigh in on the job descriptions approved at the meeting, not just the three members of the committee.
The idea that we're going to go out and hire an administrator, I think, is a decision all seven board members should make, so that you don't have somebody saying, what's going on? I wasn't informed.
The issue of timing will likely be determined by trustees at Monday's meeting. It was indicated if the board approves the job descriptions, they could be posted as soon as the following morning. And speaking of new jobs, unlike some of their party colleagues in Congress, Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin will be attending the inaugural ceremony coming up for President-elect Donald Trump later this morning, noting she represents all the residents of the Badger State.
You know, I certainly respect their decisions. I'm going, as I have to previous inaugurations, because I respect this democracy and that I am a representative in the United States Senate.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Senator Baldwin backing a bill to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as the incoming president promised to do on the day he takes office, says not only must the new president be held accountable for what goes forward in Washington, but also the Republican-led Congress for the sake of Wisconsinites and all Americans. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.